Discovering the Philosopher in You, Lecture 9, Mind and Body. Am I a mind or a body?
During the last lecture, I mentioned that the nervous system controls a person's actions. So whenever you do something, something occurring in your brain and rest of your nervous system is the cause of your action, what is it, the way your body moves. So clearly, the brain plays a very crucial role in determining what happens when you do things. It also clearly plays a crucial role in determining what happens in your mind, because if there are various changes in the brain, if there's injury to the brain, if there's a chemical disturbance in the brain, all of those things will have an impact on your state of consciousness. Drugs are an obvious example of the way that happens. Brain injury is another example. So clearly there's an intimate relationship between the brain and the mind. But what exactly is that relationship? How should we exactly understand how the mind is connected to the brain? Well, let's picture the mind and the brain as running on two tracks. So let's think of it this way. Going through time, your mind just goes through various states and stages. You think about something at a certain time, and then you start to want to eat something, and then you see something else. There's a sequence of mental events going on through time. Parallel to that, there's a sequence of events going on inside your brain. Those events are usually called physical events. They are events involving the neurons. So the neurons are the cells that compose your brain. And when the brain is active, which is all the time, various chemical and electrical events occur inside the tissues of the brain. These are, as the word is, correlated with what occurs in your mind. So at any given moment, suppose you're just thinking about having lunch, at that very moment, simultaneously with that, there's an event in your brain which correlates with having that particular thought. And at any given moment, whatever's in your mind at that time, there'll be a brain state corresponding to that, which is somehow connected to the mental state that you're in. So we've got these two tracks running in parallel. But how do we really understand the relationship between the tracks? How are the two things precisely related? So how do the various aspects of your consciousness, your sensations, feelings, emotions, thoughts, desires, and so on, how are they related to the neurons and the neural activities which occur in your brain when your consciousness is in those various states? That's the question of the mind and the body, or more precisely, the mind and the brain. The reason, of course, we're considering the brain is that the brain is the part of the body which is most directly responsible for what occurs in the mind. Well, there seem to be only two possible answers to this question of how the two tracks are related. They either are the same or they're different. So either the two tracks really are two separate realms, two separate spheres of activity, or they are in fact one and the same sphere of activity. There's no difference between them. These seem to be the only possible views about what the relationships are. Either what's going on in your consciousness is the same as what's going on in your brain, or it's different from what's going on in your brain. Well, that gives rise to two of the two classical theories of the mind-body relationship, which are called dualism and materialism. So we're going to talk about both of those views. First, I'm going to explain them, and then I will give some criticisms of the views, and we'll see where we end up when we've done that. Well, dualism, it's the view, it's typically associated with our old friend René Descartes, who we talked about earlier, of course. In addition to his sceptical hypothesis and the epistemological concerns that he had, he was deeply interested in the nature of the mind and how it relates to the physical world. Partly this arose from the science of the time. At that time, physics was developing, and the whole idea of the physical world as a system of extended objects moving through space, obeying laws of motion, all of that started to take a grip on people's minds, and naturally that led to the question, how does the mind itself fit into this worldview? How does the mind fit into the world of moving bodies, obeying laws of gravity, obeying laws of motion, and so on? It doesn't seem as if it fits in very well at all. It seems a different kind of thing. Well, Descartes enshrined that intuition into a doctrine of the relation of mind and body, the doctrine called dualism. Here's the way he formulated the difference. He said that the essence of body, including brain, is extension. That is the same as spatiality. So his idea there is that if you take any object that you care to mention, a desk, a bottle, whatever it may be, that object occupies a certain region of space. It has extension, and its extension takes up a certain amount of space. There's shape to it, there's solidity to it, and so forth. It's a spatial kind of entity. So the essence of the physical is extension or spatiality.